Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
We back at it with the steady Hotman, Crowder, and Solana. 305, cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on georgiamusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for that 3 o'clock.
I'm ready. Ready for that 3 o'clock. Talk about it, Georgie. Are you ready for the 3 o'clock? Georgie does our show open, our 3 o'clock hour theme song, and now our 4 o'clock hour theme song. So if you listen, and the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song, the banger, is going to be dropping any day now. So Georgie will have a track at the start of every hour on this show. You can follow him on social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. Talented local guy, loves the show. We love him, and he is dropping banger after banger, and we appreciate it. So we have a lot of stuff to get to on today's show. By the way, Friday, we're going to do the show from Radio Row on Miami Beach. We will do the show from College Football National Championship Radio Row on Miami Beach. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know how big the Radio Row is compared to Super Bowl Radio Rows and other Radio Rows that we've done, you know, for prize fights, but we will be there Friday on Miami Beach. I'm not looking forward to it because it's going to be so cold. I'm looking forward to being on Radio Row. I'm just not looking forward to leaving my house on Friday and having to drive to Miami Beach in the cold. I don't know if my car will work in that kind of temperature. Like, I don't know. Do we know where Solana is, Jimmy? Where have you been? The show's going on. There's no Crowder. There's no you. Like, where'd you go? You went to the bathroom?
No, I was literally sitting on my computer right there. I just lost track of time. That's on me.
You lost track of time?
I lost track of time.
But aren't you at work?
Yeah, yeah. But I was working. Yeah. It's not like I was just scrolling on Twitter. That's my fault. My bad.
Normally, track of time? What were you doing?
Normally, like, somebody would just come out and just yell, hey, we're coming back. I'm sitting right. I'm literally, you could see where
did you have your cell phone?
At. Well, it's in my pocket, and I was locked in on I'm producing something. So
what were you producing?
Do you want to hear it?
Is it the thing for Crowder?
Yeah, yeah, of course it is.
I mean, shouldn't it have been done before the show started?
Well, Hawk, I'm not at home. Like, I was at heat practice, And I came here.
I didn't tell you to take seven jobs at the radio station. I tapped out at one.
Len just asked me to do another job, by the way, during that commercial break.
Really?
Not a joke. He wants me to help him out with something else. Mm. Yeah. That's on me. I'm taking full responsibility.
I appreciate
that. I've
got
to be better. And I apologize to everybody at home.
I appreciate that. I was drinking at the we're here at the station. I was drinking at the fridge. I don't know. It was you that bought me the creamy vanilla Coke Zero.
I bought a bunch of them yesterday, and I figured somebody would get stuck with that. Whatever.
No,
that
no,
is.
No. I have this at home. I love this.
You like that?
Yeah. Creamy holiday creamy vanilla Coke Zero, and I pull it out from the fridge because you had bought some yesterday, but Crowder also brought me some yesterday, yeah. So that we had like 9 Coke Zeros. So Jimmy put them in the fridge for us. I went to go get this one. Instead of the regular Coke Zero, I chose this. And our VP GM, Claudia, is in the building, and she said, I guess you're pulling out one of those Coke Zeros that I hear you talk about on the show all the time.
Right.
And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, would you like to try this version of one? She said, no, I don't drink soda. And I said, really, you don't drink any sodas? She said, nope, I do not drink any sodas. And I said, Claudia, let me pour you a cup of this creamy vanilla holiday vanilla Coke Zero, because I think I'm going to change your life. And she said, well, I really don't want to drink any soda. I don't drink soda. I said, allow me the honor of pouring you a small holiday creamy vanilla Coca-Cola zero sugar.
Oh my God, I would have fired you.
And
right
she
there.
Said, okay, I would try it. And I poured her a cup and we cheersed, and she was delighted. She said, this tastes like a float. I said, I know.
Yeah.
And there's no sugar in it whatsoever. And she said, I think I'm going to start drinking those. I said, welcome to the club. And now I'm going to go do a segment.
Well, congrats. You just gave her carcinogens in a cup. But if somebody tells you, you do that. I don't drink soda.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then it's not for you. You just move on with your day.
Well, no, not if I think it would improve their lives. I know what's better for people. And this, you know, you think it's a fault. I happen to think it's one of my greatest attributes. I don't listen to what other people tell me they like, dislike. I know. That's why Girl Scout cookies are on the decline, because I've been speaking out against them for 10 years.
Right. On the decline, you say?
That's right.
So you think creamy vanilla Coke Zero.
Holiday creamy vanilla Coke Zero.
Holiday creamy, okay. Will improve the quality of our general manager's life.
Yes, I believe I already have. Now.
Because I'm somebody who doesn't drink soda.
Correct.
Just let me be.
Yeah, I'm happy to let you be. I don't give a crap about you. I care about her happiness.
I don't want soda.
Oh, look at that. Crowder's got a drink right now. Look at that. He's showing us on his... let's guess what it is. I can't see it at the... Dr. Brown's Cream Soda.
What?
Look at you. Little shout out to the Jewish contingent.
I'm in Lower East Side of Manhattan.
They got Dr. Brown's all over the joint.
Yeah, this is crazy. I've eaten 6 pieces of pizza today. Oh. Now, everybody says it's the world's best. I have to go try. Is it world's best? I have to see if you're the world's best.
Was it the $1.99 world's best?
Yeah, I think they're hitting you for $4 now.
$4, yeah.
$4 a slice, yeah.
So what are you doing in New York?
Shooting shows.
Can you say who?
We haven't said. We're about.
You don't have to say. You don't have to say.
Mojo, yeah. Mojo Brooks, and then someone just got out of jail.
Huh.
He's still in jail.
Trying to think who just got out of jail. Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. It's Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
We did it. I'm getting yelled at now by my producer. So no, nobody.
Tell her I take the blame on that one. I was telling Solana before you signed on, I had Claudia drink some of this holiday creamy vanilla Coke Zero. She doesn't drink soda, but you had brought this for me yesterday, and I made her drink some, and she loved it.
It's delicious.
I know.
They did it as a joke, and I was like, this is the best gift ever. Thank you.
They didn't do it as a joke. It's a delicious flavor.
Anyway. No, Solana, he thinks he's slick. He thinks he's slick mouth with all the foolishness.
So we move Finesse Mitchell
foolishness
back to this hour so that you could be on with Finesse. So we talked with Chris Perkins in the last hour.
How'd you know Fetty Wap just got released from prison? That's unbelievable.
You know, I'm more tuned in to like current stuff than
you.
Yeah,
but you don't even know who Fetty Wap is.
Sure I do.
I mean, like, he has one song everybody knows.
Well, I don't even know that one.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know Trap Queen. But, I mean, literally, Fetty Wap has one song. That's it. Really.
But I follow TMZ and People and stuff. So when he gets released from jail, it's all over my timeline.
But, like, I follow that stuff, too. But when it's somebody that I just don't know their stuff, it doesn't register.
Right.
You don't even know Trap Queen, but it registered Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawk's a Trap Queen.
Admittedly, I was going to say 50 WAP, and then I did the calibration in my head. I said, no, I think that's someone else. I'm going to go with Fetty Wap.
God, I wish you would have said 50 WAP.
That would have been funny. I actually should have. I should have said Feedy WAP. Yeah, I don't know. That stuff, but that's the stuff I remember, too. You know what I mean? Like, I can see the ESPN feed, and it says, you know, the Titans interviewed so-and-so. I won't recall that the next day. Like, that stuff doesn't. It just doesn't stick. Fetty Wap getting released from jail, that sticks with me somehow. I believe Tekashi 6ix9ine is back in jail.
Deservedly so. What do you think? What do you think? I mean, man, that guy's such a weirdo. What do you think of Sophie Rain?
You go to jail for being a weirdo?
Yeah. What do you think of Sophie Rain responding to a Florida politician who wants to impose a sin tax on OnlyFans models?
I thought that it was worthy of her to respond to that. If someone said, hey, my platform is to tax radio hosts 50% of their earnings, I probably would have a statement going, I don't think that's exactly fair. And this guy wants to tax adult entertainers on OnlyFans 50% of their earnings, which would affect Sophie Rain probably more than anyone on OnlyFans, or maybe Jimmy, because your prices would go way up, Jimmy. But I understand her responding.
I have never seen Jimmy smile more and actually in tune with our conversation than when I mentioned Sophie Rain. Yeah. I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
Jimmy, who's that?
I don't know.
Lie.
Hey, Hog, do you know what WAP is? Because it's a weird name to be called.
Well, it happens to be an Italian slur.
Slur.
Yeah. If you just say it that way.
Well, if you direct it at an Italian.
Sure. Correct. Oh, yeah. Okay. If we have Gino on tomorrow, don't call him that.
See what Cardi B thinks about it.
Well, I know the song. Well, I'm not comfortable where all of this is headed, because none of this can be put back in the bottle if we really go in. I'm much more comfortable talking about Dr. Brown's.
It's crazy. I call Chaz, my youngest, like one of his nicknames is Wop Wop. I don't know where it came from, but it's just like, oh, Wop Wop, Wop Wop. And I call him every time anybody hears me, they pull me to the side. And they're like, hey, Chan, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's just a name. Yeah, it's like, not.
Don't say that in the pizzeria in New York. Don't go in there and go, hey, we got any. I don't even want to say it because it'd be clipped out of context.
Yeah.
I got to. Got to call Spike Lee. He'll let me know kind of what I can do.
Somebody says, can you guys please play the segment from COVID when you all watched the WAP video for homework? You remember that?
We can say the word, can't we?
Well, I'm afraid of it being taken out of context as an Italian slur.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yes,
great video, by the way.
We did do that, yeah. I believe there was just a segment where all of us said, turn on the video, and we just watched the segment. We just watched the video with the microphone.
Well, there was no sports going on. It was COVID, and they were kind enough to release that video.
Yeah.
It moved me. Literally moved me.
Great video. Jimmy, you don't got to pay for that one.
Anyway, let's do headlines because Finesse Mitchell is going to join us this hour. And we had him on the show once, but I feel like he's been on 50 times because we've played the interview 50 times since he's been on with us. And I'm looking forward to speaking with him. So let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm gonna start with Ja Morant because the rumors now, like, they were just talking about it on ESPN NBA Today. The rumors are, no pun intended, heating up, and Bobby Marks is proposing trade ideas just now on ESPN NBA, and everybody seems to think that the Miami Heat are going to trade for Ja Morant. So let me give you a little bit of context.
By the way, on like Bet Online, they're the favorites to obtain the services of Ja Morant.
The Grizzlies are in Europe. They're supposed to play a game against the Magic in Germany. Ja Morant's not going to play. He has a quote unquote calf injury. The report from Yahoo, Kelly Aiko covers the Grizzlies, is that Ja Morant upset about the trade rumors, doesn't want to play for the Grizzlies anymore, and there's two player accounts that, according to sources, said that he doesn't want to play for them anymore. But here's the key in this entire thing. In the report, they talk about how Ja Morant would be very interested in Miami structure, and he has a lot of respect for Spoelstra and the detail-oriented organization. Like, I don't buy any of that stuff. I just think it's coming from his agent. But the key is, quote, additionally, Morant, with 3 years and $125 million remaining on his current deal, is hopeful of securing a max extension by next summer, sources say. This dude doesn't think Memphis is going to give him the max extension, because why would they, considering the headache he's caused and the amount of games he's missed due to off-the-court stuff and the fact that his play has dropped off and they stink. So he wants to get out because he wants to force another team to give him a max extension when, by the way, he's already due $125 million over the next 3 years. So for everybody who's really expecting the Heat to trade for him, and don't get me wrong, I'm a little interested, but that to me in the report is key, because where do you think that report is coming from? And he wants that extension, but from somebody, and he's going to probably get it from somebody.
I don't think it's going to come from the Heat.
Agreed.
No. And it's funny, like he said, he accepts it, and he loves Spoelstra and Riley and all that stuff. Salon, I think you hit it on the head. It's his agent playing the game, but he doesn't want that. He doesn't want weight clauses and workouts and all that stuff. Like we saw, what was the big dude's name with the Braves that played with Deion Waiters? JJ?
Oh, James Johnson. James Johnson, yeah.
James Johnson didn't want to be here. He didn't want no weight clause Wednesday before a game. Like have to want to be in that situation.
I think people think they do. I think people think that to themselves, I haven't had success here. I can get it there, and I'll buy into the system, whatever. I think Jimmy Butler thought that. And then after a while, he was like, yeah, I don't like this. And he was getting his way in a lot of ways. Anyway, I actually think post-Jimmy Butler, it's going to be tougher for a superstar who you're questioning is whether a superstar or not anymore to get a lot of the foolishness that they put up with Jimmy.
The thing with James Johnson, though, is that he had his best season of his career here, and he got paid
by
the Heat because of that season that he had. Right, and then he got comfortable and he got fat.
But that South Beach flu is the phrase that it's just so much to do. It's so much fun. There's so many avenues to enjoy yourself and get lost in Miami, and that's true. And you see it with a bunch of players in different sports where a Jimmy Butler can come here. I don't know if a John Morant, like we joke about James Harden. I don't think James Harden should be in Miami. James Harden, his play would drop off in Miami. There are certain players that you see that say, I don't know if the South Beach lifestyle is made for him, and John Morant is one of them. Zion Williamson, he's another one. I could name the guys that do not need to be in South Florida.
I would like to bring Zion and Ja here.
They're destined to play together.
Have the 1-2 punch from the 1-2 picks. Oh, I mean, you're talking championships multiple.
Wendy was saying, I saw a clip earlier, he was saying Zion has the best contract because it's not guaranteed long-term the way that any of these other guys are. And, you know, he isn't available, but he doesn't carry all this drama. I mean, he's just not available compared to these guys.
He's got some drama, though, if we want to go back. If we want to go back to the music videos that we watched. He's got some drama.
Fellas, Tootsie's is open from noon till 6 a.m. Do y'all remember that?
I think the national perspective of Pat Riley and Heat culture really needs to start changing to Eric Spoelstra and Heat culture. And that is not at all me disrespecting Pat Riley. Like, he's the architect. Bro, Eric Spoelstra has a command and the respect of players and the NBA at large. He's the Team USA head basketball coach. Ja Morant doesn't relate to Pat Riley, and that's not a bad thing. He does to Eric Spoelstra. He would respect Eric Spoelstra. I know it's a fine line, but it's Eric Spoelstra's culture right now.
No.
Not Pat Riley's culture right now.
I totally disagree with that, because if you cross Eric Spoelstra like we saw LeBron try to do, then you got to call in the big gun.
But that was
– So it's Crowder, Pat that, Riley because that's the big –
That was 10 years ago.
That was over a decade
ago. But that's not – So you're telling me these young kids don't – they don't respect Pat – they respect Spoelstra over Pat Riley?
I think they probably do basketball-wise. I still think it's Pat Riley's organization
as long as
Pat Riley's here.
Right.
But I think Spo has enough swag now that there's no more, well, we'll see what Riley says about that. I don't think that exists in the Heat organization.
I'm talking
anymore.
Strictly – relationships with players,
right?
Not front office stuff. Like, people still want Riley to have the iron fist in negotiations. I'm talking player relationships. Pat Riley's not coming down and yelling at John Morant because he missed a practice. Now, he might have a conversation with him behind the scenes. Eric Spoelstra will handle that. Yeah. Like, he doesn't need Pat Riley to come
backup
and handle that stuff for him.
All right, let's finish up headlines, because Finesse Mitchell is going to join us this hour.
Have I given you a headline?
I don't know.
The Miami Dolphins have added reportedly a 10th candidate that will interview for the job, Anthony Campanelli. He was the star of Hard Knocks. he's a badass from what I remember.
I mean, he'd definitely be the opposite of Mike McDaniel.
He's just interviewing everybody. Interview me.
Well, listen, throw your name in the hat.
Just 10? You need 10 people to talk to? Come on, man.
What are your qualifications for the job, Crowder?
I'm a I don't know.
Well, there you go. You failed the interview.
I run a tight ship.
You failed the pre-interview.
I run a tight ship.
You failed the application.
Mr. Ross, I run a tight ship.
Blitz the hell out of him.
Right.
Oh, we gonna blitz.
The two coaches who have reportedly already interviewed for the job, just a quick update, Seattle OC Clint Kubiak and Stefanski apparently was here on Monday, had an in-person interview.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, the minority owner of the Grizzlies lives in Boca in the same community as Bob McAdoo. Bob McAdoo lives in Boca? How have I never run into Bob McAdoo?
He doesn't like avocado toast.
I bet he does. And if he doesn't, I got spots for him. Bob McAdoo's in Boca. That's NBA royalty.
But why does it surprise you? He's worked with the Miami Heat for
I know, but I 30, feel like I would have run years. Into him. I've seen Chris Carter at the mall. He lives in Boca. I've never seen Bob McAdoo out and about. And trust me, I'd recognize Bob McAdoo.
Chris Carter?
Yeah.
Huh. You say hi?
Yeah, yeah. He's a longtime resident of Boca.
Wow. Didn't know.
Yeah.
The other person who was supposed to interview today, Packers DC, Jeff Hafley.
All right.
Your weather in South Florida right now, sun's coming out, a little cloudy as well. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 60s, upper 50s in some parts. And then you guys know tomorrow will be very cool.
Yeah, buddy. Thursday night and then Friday morning. Look out. Finesse Mitchell is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm very excited about this because Finesse Mitchell is going to join us. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Finesse Mitchell, he was on SNL. He was a cast member on SNL. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a former Miami Hurricane football player. He was on the show with us one time, Crowder, but we feel like he's been on a dozen times.
Yes.
Because we have replayed that interview a dozen times. So, but that's how good it was. I think it immediately jumped into like our top 10 segments of all time because it was just such a fascinating story that he has of how he became a comedian.
Very and also, talented human.
And also walked on to the Hurricanes football team. So Finesse Mitchell is with us. You can check out finessemitchell.tv. Follow him on social media. I do. According to his website, he's got 5 shows in Baltimore this weekend. I haven't confirmed that with him or not. And his new comedy special is out on YouTube called Slightly Offensive on 800-Pound Gorilla. And he is joining us now. Hello, Finesse.
Hello, fellas. What's going on?
Are you touched? Are you touched by how you have infiltrated our show from just one appearance?
Such a heartfelt, sincere intro that made me feel like this was definitely worth coming on for a second time. It made me feel really good. I could have been mopping my floor, but I said no.
I like no. it.
Well,
and even though I didn't feel the Frank Caliendo love and energy, I will take it. Because he's the best comedian in the world.
Well, he's in fairness, he's coming to Naples, Florida, and he hooked me up with 4 tickets.
Yeah, but I heard what you said when you said it, dog.
But I had to grease the wheel. I had to grease the wheel.
Number one, that's what you said.
I had to
and then invite me on 2 weeks later.
But I called you top 10 guest of all time, top 10 segment of all time.
He go to the University of Miami?
He did not.
Did he go to Indiana?
He did not.
Is he even part of the Crimson Tide?
I don't think so.
Every white dude is a part of the Crimson Tide, and he's not.
It's at the womb, huh?
Yes. They smack you on the butt, and you say roll tide.
Tell everybody quickly, because I don't want to redo the segment that we did several years ago, but tell everybody quickly how you walked on at UM. You won a national championship, right? Wasn't that a national championship year?
I won a national championship in 91. I walked on, invited down by Coach Erickson. We basically auditioned. In July, and they put 10 names up on the wall out of like 40 guys, that got invited down, and mine was one of them. And so I told my mom, we got to be down there early because football practice start. And she was like, you ain't going to play. I said, see, that's why I ain't going to make it.
How the hell was a poor system?
So what position did you play? And do you currently have a national championship ring?
I currently have a 1991 ring. I have no clue where it is, but I do know it's in my jewelry box.
You don't know where it is?
I'm in Atlanta right now. I have a, huh?
You don't know where it is?
I know where it is. I'm just trying to be that dude. Right. I got lights shining on it, dog. I got those infrared beams going around it. So I came in I walked on in 90, and we won a championship in 91. It was just a phenomenal team with phenomenal athletes. You know that, guys. Them 90 teams, them early. I mean, that was coming out of the 89. That was coming out of the Michael Irvin going into, like, you know, the Lamar Thomases and the Gino Torettas. I mean, this, you know, it was just incredible. It's looking like it looks now. You had dope athletes on the field. You had dope athletes who are now professionals on the sidelines or – South Florida legends that did it 1 or 2 years or something happened or they never went pro, something happened, you know, but yeah, man.
So it is. It's looking like that. You bring up Gino Toretta. Can I talk about Carson Beck? You bring up Michael Irvin. Can I talk about Malachi Toney? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it looking like it's supposed to look right now?
The stables are stacked. We thought we was just getting a pony. Channing, we didn't know we was getting a Shetland pony. There's a difference.
Yeah,
one of them is worth millions and the other ones is riding dirty kids around at a park in at a fair in an abandoned parking lot that used to be a Walmart.
Yeah.
There's that pony, and then there's Malachi Tony pony. Uh-oh, I got to coin that. Yeah, man, we have been blessed to even have seen the vision of getting that man to the University of Miami. And I try to tell non-football experts all the time, it is not your star rating, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. That's just sometimes it has nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are just athletes and football players, but they're on the wrong team or in the wrong system. And people like Cam Ward and people like Malachi Tony, who's a 3-star, they prove that. Because this guy is basically our Jeremiah Smith.
You played in the Orange Bowl, so I don't know if you can compare the vibes at Hard Rock to what, like, early 90s and the 2000s Orange Bowl vibe was like, and the 80s too. But a championship game in Miami, is that like how do you even put that into words as a player? What the atmosphere is going to be like in that building?
I mean, when those guys went on that win streak in my days, me running through the smoke for the first time at the University of Miami, going to the Orange Bowl vibe is totally different. Hard Rock Stadium is loud. It is speaker loud. It is amplified. It's loud. It's built to be loud. But what made the Orange Bowl special was that, you know, it was always a good 60,000 people in there, even to see, you know, the nobody games. And it was just a community. You could tell. People had no shirts on before they even got out the car. It was just like that vibe, bro. It's like you coming home to your backyard to see street fighting. And so I loved that energy. I missed that energy. But, you know, I got a chance to go to the Fiesta Bowl. Those running rebels were loud, my friends. They were deafeningly, I don't even know if that's the word, but they was loud. It was really loud. And so if we can match that type of energy in the Hard Rock, and I heard it like that when I went to the Notre Dame game. Y'all see how I'm dropping all these games I went to. But I was in the building for the Notre Dame game, and that was a party. I mean, it was loud and it was a club. The music that they were playing in between the songs, I don't think you can even play that on TV. So it was a club in there.
Can you go Monday night, though? Because, like, I've asked Crowder, and Crowder's got so many connects in the athletic world, but he's not good at calling in celebrity favors and connections. You were on SNL. You're all over the place in media. Can you get in? And you played for the team. He's part of a national championship team. So can you be there Monday night if you wanted to be? And will you be?
I will definitely be there. I am the opposite of Channing. I could have been on a Bisquick. It could have been a Raid commercial, dog, where I played an extra in the background. I didn't even get to kill the roach. If I'm on TV, I'm calling every number I know because I am a celebrity, sir.
But Finesse, you'll call some random person and say, hey, Finesse Mitchell, 91 national champion. You know, I just need to. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I don't care. Don't give me Barack number. Finesse, stop. I have nothing to do with the University of Miami. I told you that. Mattel's told you that. Sasha's told you that. Malia's told you that. Everybody's told you. Now I just think you call just because you want to call, dog. It's really disrespectful. I'm calling everybody. Because I was an extra in a Raid commercial. I'm the opposite. Now, let alone Saturday Night Live.
That to me is the calling card.
Not a lot of University of Miami alumni can say that they were a cast member. It's probably that many. It's probably that many who can say that. And not a lot of people, they can say that, you know, they played on the Miami Hurricanes team, or they had their own column in Essence Magazine. Or that they've done Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, and that they have 4 comedy specials, and the 5th one is called Slightly Offensive, out right now on YouTube. Like, a lot of people can't say that, seeing how I knew I wasn't going to go pro. I was one of those athletes that suited up every day for practice and gave it my all, but I knew I was just helping the other guys out. I knew I wasn't, and I accepted that. I watched Warren Sapp go from tight end to defensive tackle in one day. And I said, yeah, I'm going to sit over here, guys. Y'all just doing different stuff. We didn't learn that at my high school.
Wait, are you and The Rock, the most famous Hurricane football players / entertainers. Are there any others even in the conversation?
Oh, man. As of right now, I think it's The Rock one.
Barely.
But a very close second. I mean, I might have a 1A, 1B. I'm going to go with Michael Irvin, dog. I think Michael Irvin got to be the most popular Hurricane at this point because I got white people at the airport just waiting on the plane, watching my phone, saying, who's that old man with the Lenny Kravitz dreadlocks? And I'm like, that is Michael Irvin. And don't you dare insult Lenny Kravitz like that. I don't know what type of dreadlocks you've seen, but they are not the same, ma'am. They are not the same.
How does Mike keep them dreads at 76? I don't know how he keeps them dreads.
I don't know how he keeps it. I don't know how he keeps it that dark. I just hope it don't rain. And he don't have no hat on because he's going to be drenched in black dye.
So you will be there Monday night, though, Finesse? You will be? In
yes,
other words,
man. I've had a very long-standing relationship with ESPN. As you know, when you do shows like SNL, well, you establish these corporate relationships. And and ESPN has always been a partner to me since 2007. So I do what they call corporate events. And so we've always had this relationship, and I haven't missed a Super Bowl. And I haven't missed a Super Bowl in 15, 16 years. And because my Miami Hurricanes, because they know I bleed orange and green, oh, man, they already told me when we went to Texas at what was the stadium that we kicked the snot out of Texas A&M?
College Station.
Oh, my goodness. College JUCO. Them boys with JUCO. How you not get over 70 yards in rushing on your field? That was a JUCO.
So you think Miami will take care of Indiana?
The Miami Hurricanes have had the most impressive playoff run probably in history to go from a 10 to the title game.
Do you think
brag on our team?
Do you think they will beat Indiana Monday night? They are big underdogs.
Hey, man, I don't know what that quarterback name is. Formosa, Barbosa, Roller Coaster. We coming. We coming. I know he's a South Florida kid, but we coming. Yeah. Talking all proper and stuff on TV. Yeah, you change, bruh. You change.
Mm-hmm. Fernando Roller Coaster.
He says all his letters and every word.
He announces everything. You heard him sing, They Not Like Us? He walking around, they're not really like us. That's not how it go, Formosa, Barbosa, Laratosa. That's not how the song go. Stop being all proper. He's winning trophies and awards and stuff, and you.
But then you brought up Erickson. And yeah. You got to bring up Coker. You got to talk about Jimmy. Now, is Mario there with them now or what he's done this season? Or
absolutely
he has to do more?
Absolutely not. We like Mario right now, but we still know he capable of calling a timeout during warm-ups. So we know we got to keep our eye close to the vest with Mario. We love the growth. I am a guy when I look at Mario Cristobal. I've always been impressed with him. When I was a freshman, him and his brother Lewis, they were on the O-line. They were seniors. They were huge back then, man. So I look at him now, man, and I'm just like, wow, I must have been really, like, small. I don't know. Long story short, man, I'm a fan. I think Dawson sometimes gets in and out of his bag at the wrong time, you know, but – I am a big fan of Corey Heatherman. I'm a big fan of our defensive system. I am a shout out to the brother of Kappa Alpha Psi, Keontae Scott. He's a dog and he's a frat brother. Yo, shout out to the noobs. But being a secondary guy, I love how they revamped our secondary in just 1 year. We were garbage. They was doing this because we stank. We was garbage. Hey. And this year, man, we smell like Febreze, lavender scent. Come on now. We are doing business. I like the way that I love the fight in this team. I love the fourth quarter energy in this team. And, you know, they've been pretty consistent who they are and how they beat people. So, you know, as long as Carson Beck has a clean pocket 80% of the time, 85% of the time, and there are no, like, stupid turnovers. I like us, man. That people say we're an underdog, but we've been an underdog since we got in it.
Hey, can you talk ball with other comedians when you went to SNL?
Yeah.
Because you're, like, he's like, Dawson, he gets a little right. iffy sometimes. Like, you know ball.
Dude,
I mean, you played ball
yeah.
with one right. of the greatest teams ever. You walk onto SNL. Can you talk ball?
Right. That, like, there's no way Horatio Sands right. can break down the 3-4 defense.
They don't strike me as Madden players, you yeah. know? Like, who do you talk ball with that's a comedian?
Back then, me and Kenan Thompson came in together. Mm. So a lot of times we would be sitting in the dressing room, you know, waving the smoke and just waiting for our turn to get on our own show. Because it was so hard. But, you know, it wouldn't be long conversations, us both coming up in Atlanta. You know, we would just sit back and out of nowhere, he might say, Falcons suck. And I'd be like, they suck. And then that's it. That'd be the whole sports conversation.
That was talking ball. That was talking
that deep evaluation. I like it.
Yeah, man, that's us going deep.
Finesse Mitchell, we got to make you a regular on the show. I tell you that all the time, the one time that we spoke with you, and then I've texted every now and then, but we really do have to make you a regular on the show. I always feel like I'm bugging him is the problem.
No, big no. time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish you guys would. I actually thought about you guys, so I blame myself, because with every win past Syracuse, I was like, I wonder if my boys are down there watching, because I think we're about to make a move. And I knew, man, I don't know why the committee felt they had to do it this way, but I said if they put us right next to Notre Dame, it would just be grand theft larceny if they put Notre Dame in the playoffs. But what they really should have did, in my opinion, was take Alabama out yep. and put Notre Dame yep. in, yep. and everything to me would have been fair.
Yep, totally but, agree. Well, Finesse Mitchell will be a regular on this show, and you'll see him Monday night.
If, that's right. I'm going to send you my Cash App because I want them regular checks, too. Right, Channing? Ain't that what you told me to say, Channing? That's what you just texted me.
What happened? I ain't going to go bad mouth no checks now. You know, I'm in New York for a reason.
Well, check out Finesse Mitchell. He's got a new comedy special on YouTube called Slightly Offensive, and you can go to finessemitchell.tv. Follow Finesse Mitchell on social media as well, and I will throw up the U on the way out.
Finesse, am I allowed to be a part of it?
Absolutely,
they be giving
bro.
Me hell about.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We take like it. We not ice. It. We take everybody, bro. You family, bro. We don't need no background checks, no passport, no nothing. Well, we love everybody who loves the U, man. Thank y'all for having me. I'm so blessed to be called your friends. I hope you consider me a friend. And anytime you need me, Hawk, just hit me, bro.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Hopefully we can talk about a dub next week after the game. So we'll bring it up.
Absolutely. And if we lose, stay off my phone, bro, because it was y'all.
We'll talk Canes basketball. We'll talk Canes basketball. We'll do basketball because they're 15-2 and they're looking good. So
yes, sir.
Got that. All right. Thanks, Finesse.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Finesse Mitchell. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Beck holds his hands out, takes, drops, looks,
right, to the
looks,
right,
looked, watch the throw.
You got it, you got it.
First and Beck into the end zone. He runs it in.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.